Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson, and I want to thank you for tuning in this evening. I think we're going to have a great show, and actually, I know we're going to have a great show, and I believe we'll be seeing some beautiful soul flowers come through. So everybody that I read for, I will see that flower in my mind's eye, and I'll tell you what the flower is, what the colors are, a little bit of information, what comes from the flower, if you're an old soul or a young soul, or if you are on your path. And once I describe to you what your flower is, then we can go into a question that you have. And so I'll just describe to you as much in detail and then ask your question. It could be about relationships, could be about money, job, career, health, or if you just have anything outside of that, we can entertain that too. So the way that works is when you provide me your name, can be first name or first and last name, whatever you're comfortable with, but first names are just fine too. And I'll get the energy off of your name, and we'll see what flower comes up. So once I ask you for that, I'll just take a second or two and settle in and see what comes up and get right into it. But before we get into any readings, I wanted to bring up something that came up last week that was interesting. And this is something that on my spiritual path and my journey that I've been working on or learning, that sometimes during readings, things come up, and usually you go with the first thing that comes. You go with your gut instinct, and usually the right answer is the answer that pops in the first time. And so when I was doing a reading last week, I saw the flower, and then a butterfly came in. And the butterfly was definitely a messenger for this person. And so I wanted to get a little bit more information from this butterfly to see what the message was for the person I was reading. But during that time, I felt like I was trying to force something, trying to get an answer or get a message and making more of something than what it really was. And when I asked the butterfly what the message was, right away I got something, but I went past it and I tried to dig more into it. And so that's just something that as an intuitive or anybody learning about their intuition or work with their psychic abilities, that it's really important that you listen to your first answer, because generally it's going to be right. And every now and then we can doubt ourselves, we can second guess, and that's just going to cause a problem. So trust your instincts, trust what you get, and go with it. It's very important. And so I know I come across that every now and then, but the reading that we did last weekend, and so it's just go with what the first thing is. That's so important. And so I will do that the best of my ability tonight. And so the first thing that comes through, I'll just explain that to you. But very important as you go on your path, just trust what you get and go with that. So with that, I want to say thank you again for joining me, and why don't we go ahead and dive into our first caller and see what Soulflower comes up. So bear with me a moment. Good evening.
Hi,
welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Is this a new show? I've never heard of you.
I've been off and on over the past year or 2 years, I think, now. So sometimes life gets really busy, and you have to move one thing out and move another thing in. So I've come back to doing the radio show for a little while now. Things are kind of in place. So I hope that what you hear tonight you like, and that it's entertaining for you, and that this reading can give you some validation on some things.
I hope so, too. My name is Patty, and I'm curious what comes up.
All right, Patty, what I've got for you is a yellow lily. And when I look at this lily, I see that part of this flower is very healthy, and then there's another part of this flower that's a little bit unhealthy. And so I feel like the past has been slightly unhealthy for you, but it's moving forward in a direction to a lot better health and a better quality of life. It feels like there's been a little bit of depression is what I pick up, or just something that has not been a very happy moment. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, it just feels like you're trying to move forward, and you're shedding that energy, and it is going into the past, because it's definitely moving forward and becoming more happy, more healthy. I also feel like you do have a lot of support, and you're a very strong person, because when I look at this flower, the stem of it is thick, which means it just feels very sturdy and very strong. And it feels also to me that you're somewhat of an old soul and also a young soul. So let's just say you're let's just say you're in your 30s. How about that? Is what I would say. But the flower looks very beautiful, and it does have a lot of strength and character to it. And so there's also, going into this future, it feels like you're also trying to shield yourself a little bit and brace yourself, because a little bit of the fear and a little bit of unknown. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path with that. But also, with this flower being yellow, I feel that that also deals with your solar plexus. Are you familiar with the chakras?
A little.
Okay. Well, your solar plexus is right above your navel, and the solar plexus is about our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. And it deals with emotional issues, self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. And so I feel like this flower needs to rejuvenate this area of your life, or this part of you, is to bring that self-confidence in, that self-esteem. And so I just feel like you got to have that in order to move forward with what's going on in your life right now.
Okay.
Do you want to go into a question at this time?
Yeah. So I'm curious, okay, where you see relationship going this year.
Okay. Let me just kind of tune into that for a moment and see what comes up. So to me, what I'm picking up is there are one to two possibilities coming up. There is a person, the first person that comes up comes through very strongly, and this person feels very charming, very confident, but also feels like a person who really isn't there to commit. The second person is off in the distance, not very clear exactly what they are about, who they are about, but I'm just letting you know that this first one doesn't feel like a huge commitment, but they're bringing in a part of happiness, some joy, to have some fun, to get out and just live life. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
All right, so they're bringing forward just, let's get out, let's have some fun. It feels like it's going to allow you to relax and not take life so seriously in some aspects. And so, like, I feel this person is a good step for you coming up, and it's going to rejuvenate that solar plexus, you know, that self-confidence, that self-esteem, that self-worth. Because I also feel like, you know, you're going to go out and you're just going to, man, that was fun, that was a good time, I feel so good, and it's just going to bring that confidence back to you. That, I feel like that's going to play out. But that second person who I see, but I don't have the details, off in the distance, I get the number 9 on that, and that feels like 9 months or the 9th month of the year. That's the time frame that I see is the number 9. So that could be September or in 9 months.
I'm currently considering reconnecting with an ex, and I guess I'm not sure if that's the person you see in the distance or that's the person you see in future.
Well, are you willing to give me their first name?
Sure, Michael.
So this person feels like very slow in the beginning, questioning a little bit, having some doubt, but yet he's also intrigued. Feels like he's very curious, and it feels like there's a lot of time that needs to be spent just reacquainting slowly, getting to learn about each other. It also feels like this person is, I keep getting a swimming pool coming up for them. So athletics, anyway, I just see pool and swimming with this person. And so I'm just allowing more to come open to this.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
The time is very... Go ahead.
That is how I would prefer to reconnect, okay, is very slow and taking the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this person is going to take a while to reconnect with you. So there's an interest there that I feel, but the pool and the water just feel something symbolic to that. So I hope that that might make sense to you in the future, just about a pool or just water in general. And water to me usually means emotional issues, and it could be just that there are a lot of emotional healing that needs to occur between you and this other person. So taking the time is absolutely what this other person is willing to do and reconnect. And to be honest, that's a big thing that I feel with this other person is just about honesty and integrity and just be genuine.
Do you see this happening? Is this the person that you get the nine with, or is this someone sooner?
I feel May, June is when this person comes in. Latter part of May is what I pick up, and that's what I feel. And I also feel like this person is, it's, it kind of feels like a risk taker. So, like, the image that I'm getting is like he's jumping out of an airplane with a parachute, you know, skydiving is, you know, wanting to live life, or it's just that image of that person going all out and doing these type of things. So that's the energy. I don't know if he's actually wanting to skydive, but, or it may just mean that, hey, I'm willing to take a risk by doing this. And so whatever that image means to you, I'm going to let you work with that. But it's, to me, it just feels like he's taking a risk. He's going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, but he has a parachute for safety. So let's just do this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The second interpretation, I don't see them jumping out of a plane, but
so maybe
I
it's
could
just
definitely
about that risk taking, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, thank you. I'll let you know. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yeah, and let me also tell you about what the lily means. And oh well, okay, here you go. It's a wonderful commitment to partners. It assists in helping you keep your word in partnerships, both personally and professionally, and it instills confidence, love, and support, is what the lily means.
Oh, wow. That is very interesting.
So you're definitely on the right path, and I feel like the future is looking good, a healthy, happy future, and just shedding that past is moving out. So it's a good thing.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Good night. All right, let's move to our next caller, and thank you for your patience. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Brandon. This is Donna.
Hey, Donna. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Are you ready to see what flower comes up for you?
Yeah, sure. Great.
Okay. I know you told me your name, but give that to me one more time, if you would, please.
Sure. My name is Donna.
I see a daffodil for you, and this daffodil is going straight up and down, and which means that you are definitely on your path, and it has so much energy that you are just like, I am ready to go. We're going to take off, and it almost feels like you're going so fast that it's peeling those the flower backwards, in a sense. You know, like when you're in the wind and it's blowing your hair back. Well, it's doing the same thing for these petals, and it's kind of closing itself up to streamline itself. So it kind of feels like that you're protecting yourself, and you're also trying to manipulate your energy and yourself to streamlining things in your life to get to a point quicker and faster. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so I also feel like your family and other people in your life are not able to keep up with you right now, because I feel like your thought processes are going so fast, and it's about organizing and putting things together. And it just is. Are you moving at any time soon? Because I just see like there's furniture or there's a house, and there's just this energy to get somewhere else. There's an urgency.
No, I'm not moving, but I, you know, would like to get in a relationship and maybe, you know, live together or get married, something like that. And this is what I'm hoping for.
Okay. So you're looking to bring in, are you with somebody now? Or are you looking to bring somebody in, or want to see where the relationship is?
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship. No.
Okay. So I want to go back to the image that I had of about you moving furniture or moving or something like that. And so the way I perceive that is about clearing out old energy and moving things in to create a new person in your life. So when you're changing the energy in your house by moving furniture or creating space for this new person to come in, and it's like you're getting rid of that old energy the way things used to be, and you're bringing in a new energy. So you're creating space for this person, whether it be in your closet or in you know, the living room or something like that. So moving out this energy and clearing that out is going to be very important to clear that space. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, getting rid of clutter and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just kind of moving out the old stagnant energy, because stagnant energy doesn't allow you to move forward in on life. And so by clearing that, you're going to bring in new energy, or this new person in your life. And so there's just so much energy that I feel like that you have that you want to get someplace fast. I also feel like it's very important for you to continue to stay grounded, because I feel like you're going to be a little bit scattered. You're also going to be a little bit all over the place. Being grounded is going to be very key to you, because I feel like your head is in the skies right now. And does that make sense too?
Yeah, I try to get grounded every day by walking in the water at the beach for an hour.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I think your mind is just, I think you're out of your body a lot of the times. Sometimes, people don't know we're there. We're like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm out of my body right now, but please leave a message. As soon as I come back in, I'll get right back to you. So I feel like, the grounding is very important to keep that up. Let me see. Let me get your name one more time, please, so I can see about a person coming in.
Sure, Brandon. My name is Donna.
I feel like, the image that I have coming up for you is about going out of town. It feels like this person is in a different place. And so I see a hotel, I see you packing or going on a trip to meet this person is what it feels like to me. That's what I see. The hotel, so to me that's just going out of town is where this person comes into your life. I'm just trying to get more information out of that.
Right.
I pick up on August as a time frame of when that actually happens.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that you don't, have this person come into your life between now and then. It's just that you're going to lead up to that point to where you're comfortable to go out of town to meet this person in August. August feels very strong for me on a time frame. So I feel like there's a little bit of courting going on back and forth as far as conversation, gifts, getting to know one another. And that's going to be out through the summer, is what I feel.
Oh, good. Wow. Wonderful. That'll give me time. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So I feel like working on yourself at home and staying grounded is going to be very key for you, because when you enter into a different relationship, it's, knowing who you are, what you are about, you're going to compliment this person. And it's just very important that you come across as just that clear and grounded person, and that's going to be key.
Yeah, well, I meditate too, and I take Epsom salt baths. And
excellent.
Yeah, I try to. Also, Brandon, my niece Brittany wanted to ask you something too after me. Would that be okay? Her phone didn't have; she couldn't find your charger to call you.
Oh yeah, sure. That would be fine.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I can look forward to this in August then.
That's what I pick up, and let me tell you about what a daffodil means. The daffodil is a great flower to assist with a healthy and productive communication between you and others. It assists you in speaking in a loving and positive way, and it promotes confidence in speaking your truth so that others are receptive and willing to receive your message.
Oh,
and that's
I like
what
that.
The meaning of a daffodil is, yeah. So, great
okay.
flower, and just so much of an urgency to get there, but I can see why.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's been quite a few years, that I've been single, and definitely.
But it's going to be good, just remember that the whole journey of it is a big part of the experience for you to feel those feelings again, to rejuvenate, to relive, and so just clearing the clutter from your home is a great thing to get that energy started.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll for sure do that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and if you want to.
Thank you, Brandon. Yeah, here's my niece, Brittany. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Brittany. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for getting on the show and allowing me to see what Soulflower comes up for you. If you don't mind, repeat your name for me.
Brittany.
I get a tulip for you. And this tulip is a lot of pink and a lot of white. And you are definitely on your path, because this flower is also straight up and down. I feel like this path, this flower feels content. It's also very easy to go with the flow, is what it feels like. You're very grounded, is what I pick up for you. And there's also, like, the sun is very important also to you. That sun energy, the color of yellow is important. But the color, like, you have a lot of self-love and a lot of love for others is what I pick up. The white means to me that you have that connection with God or your higher self or that connection with spirit, that you also are a person who can, like, if you were to meditate, that you can sense and you can feel and you can pick up things. That you're a very sensitive person, and so with that white is a purity and an honesty about you too. And when I look at the flower, I see that you are a young soul. But it's just a really beautiful, content flower, and it just feels like you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And also, when I was seeing that flower, there is the image of a backyard and a dog. Do you have a dog that you play with? Because that's just the image that I got off of.
No, but I just got a dog walking job, and I'm going to go see an old friend, a dog, tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
Well, there.
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Then, well, do you have a question for me then about your flower or anything that you have interest in?
I don't really know how to answer that question. I don't really know how to ask something, but it sounds pretty spot on.
Okay.
I see life and existence, so thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the
My
opportunity
pleasure.
To read.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for
All
seeing
right.
me.
Have a good night.
Thank you, too. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, thank you, Brittany, and let's go ahead and go to our next caller, and let's see what flower comes up for us there. Hi, this
Hello.
Is Brandon. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. It's Amy today.
Amy today. All right,
Amy.
Let me see what comes up for you. I have a pink rose for you.
Oh, wow.
Let me see what else comes up. So this flower comes up a little bit of an angle, which means you're not exactly on your path, but I feel like it's a very strong and a very sturdy support that you have, because you're looking into the future is what it feels like. And I feel like you are like, okay, I see where I have to go, and I'm willing to go there. I have to do it, but something just kind of made you fall off the path is what it feels like. So I feel like you're let me see here. I don't want to say the word rigid, but you're a very strong person in getting to where you want to get going. I also feel like you're getting a little bit of help, because there's some strings attached, and people are trying to, okay, come on, it's, you know, like you have the support to get back to where you need to be.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So yep. I also feel like you're a little bit ungrounded for a while. And it kind of feels like you need to get your flower back into the ground, repotted, new soil. So it just feels like, hey, we're going to fix you up. We're going to take care of you, and we're going to get you back on track. So it feels like right now you just kind of, you know, like a windstorm came up and blew you over just a little bit is what it feels like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I do yoga, so that really helps me ground, because I know I could go with the wind a lot, so blow with the wind, that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I feel like you have a lot of support getting you right back on track with where you're at. And so when I look at this flower, the pink color, I pick up a lot of love and self-love for yourself. And there's just that, there's a bit of, hold on a minute, let me just see what. Okay, so the petals it's like there are a bunch of spaces between the petals. And so I want to kind of see what that means, because of creating space or creating a distance. So, are you a person who likes their space, that, you know, I don't want to get too close to anybody? Okay, so then that's
That makes sense. It's not about not even getting too close to anybody. It's just, I need my space.
Just need the space, okay.
I regroup that way, yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's what I'm seeing, is just the space between the petals, so there you go. Do you have a question about your flower?
Yeah, actually, well, I have a question about relationship myself, like the other woman.
Okay. Well, do you mind telling that other person's first name? Is that okay?
I don't have, I don't have a person yet.
Oh, okay. You're asking if someone's coming in for you? That's okay.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay. Well, let me have your first name again, and let me see what comes up for you.
Okay. It's Amy.
Okay. So first off, she's going to have to wait a little bit, is the message that I had.
Okay.
And it feels like, okay, so let me just try to make sense of this image that I'm picking up. It's going to take a little bit of work for you on this. And you're just going to have to go a little bit of distance in order to make this happen.
Okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean?
So what I pick up with that is that in order for this to work, you're going to have to really allow yourself to come out of your shell.
Oh, wow.
You're going to have to open up.
Okay?
And so that's the part of where it's going to be a little bit of work. So, like, it's going to take some exercise is what I pick up. So it's like when you're exercising or you're training for something to get good at something.
Yes.
So that's where I see you having to put these, and I have no idea why this is, but I see leg warmers, okay? You're going to have to put the leg warmers on because you're going to be exercising, and that's going to be part of the work. And you're just going to have to work at it, is what it's going
to
say.
Okay, so it's not necessarily, so just to clarify, it's not necessarily pursuing the guy, meaning work. It means working to open up myself a little bit
yes,
more.
Yes, correct. It's working on yourself. Absolutely. Because I know you have a lot of love within, and there's a lot of love that you can give. You know, but I also feel like it's very important, because what you have within you, in your soul, you know, I see this yellow light within you. It's like you're not so willing to just give away your soul or this light within you. I mean, it's very sacred, and sacred is the right word to describe you, okay? This sacred energy that you have, it will only be shared with somebody who is willing to honor. That is going to honor that sacred space, okay? So this is so important to you, and it's just not going to be taken lightly. And so I feel like that's where that space is for you, because you're a sacred one, okay? There's so much wisdom within you, and so that's very, very important to you. And only one other must honor it. And I also feel like that this person is something about a past life coming up. And this person is very spiritual, very intuitive for you, is what comes up, because this is an old soul that is coming into your life. They're very wise, and they're going to assist you on many, many lessons that you are still here to learn. So it's also past life energies that you are going to be bringing up, like it's like, you know, working through karma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that's the energy that I pick up on with this person. Time frame. Okay, let me see what's going on here.
Yeah.
So I get 3 to 6. So is that 3 to 6 months, 3 to 6 weeks, 3 to 6 days? So, you know, time frame.
Wow,
can
it could be any of those.
For me. Yeah.
Okay.
So a 3 to 6, is it the 36th month? So, you know, so I can't. Let me just ask, okay? Let me see what comes up.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to make any sense out of this. I need to ask my guides and see what they come up with.
That makes sense.
They're just saying be patient.
Okay. Do you know how we meet? You know how you said the other lady, I know everybody's different, but do you know how we meet?
Like, this is out of the blue. This feels like you will notice this person and they will notice you, and it's just like you don't know each other, but you know each other.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
You know, it's like when you walk by somebody and you can feel their energies, and you just like, my God, there's something magnetic about this person. Okay? And like the image I have is you walking in a bookstore or something, you know, just randomly taking your time. But there's just something that happens out of the blue that you can't understand. You know, and it could just be off of a small talk conversation that comes up, or you notice something about them, or vice versa. So it's out of the blue, and I see you in a bookstore of this taking place. You're sipping coffee. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker. And so I also pick up winter.
I do.
I see snow, so I pick up winter time is when this is going to happen.
Okay. So not 3 to 6 months.
Right, okay. Right. That's so funny. So the 3 to 6 may mean something, okay? Don't let go of that. But when I see all of this, I see the snow. So winter time is what I pick up.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Wonderful. This was
sure.
Great. What's your website?
My website is, it's soulflowerpsychicmedium.com.
Okay. Great. I'll definitely check it out.
Let's see. I told you your flower was a pink rose, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that means support, self-esteem, acceptance, and boost confidence is what that means.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent.
So, yeah, it's a good
And I'm
good
a hard girl,
too.
So pink, yeah. Pink is a great color because it's the heart, so wonderful.
There you go. A lot of love going on. Feeling the vibes.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck, and thank you for tuning in.
All right. Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Why don't we go into our next caller, and let's see what flower comes up. Hi, good evening. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Brandy. Thanks for calling in. Let me see what comes up. I have a white lily for you. And this white lily is wide open, like you're ready to accept, ready to receive. It also feels like you have, like you're reaching out for things. Like your arms are like wide open. Like, come to me. I am here. Bring it on. It's kind of what it feels like.
Right.
So it almost feels like you are stretched out looking for whatever to come into you. Let me see. There's something about distance, because I see like a road that's either going east or it's going west. Is there something about that that you are trying to decide on, like you're not sure what direction to go?
No, not maybe career-wise.
Career-wise, because I just see you have a long road ahead of you is what right away comes up for you. And bear with me. Did I even tell you what your flower was? Because I went right into some... Yeah, I said white lily. I'm sorry.
White lily, yeah.
I get a lot of information so fast, and I'm like, slow down. What is going on here? So we have the white lily. So bear with me a moment. Let me go ahead and look more into this flower for you. And if you don't mind, would you say your name one more time, please?
My name is Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy. All right, so I also feel like this flower is kind of being held down a little bit. When I look at it, there are a bunch of red strings that are attached to, like, right underneath the flower, and it's all being pulled down to the ground. Like, it doesn't want you to grow. Like, there's a lot of resistance that's going on in your life right now. Like, no, you're not. You're not going to do this, and we're going to hold you back. And so it feels like there's just that resistance going on. And so the red strings is what I feel like has to do with your foundation. Like, it's... survival or financial independence, money, food, and about being grounded. And it feels like that's part of what's holding you back from moving forward. Does that make sense?
Not being grounded? Yeah.
Okay. And so it's, but the red is representative of survival issues, like your, or the financial independence or money, like it's, that's what's weighing on your mind in order to move forward, it feels like. And so there's that resistance keeping you from moving forward.
That's true, yes.
Okay. All right, so let me see what else we have. You are definitely, I pick up as being an old soul. You've been around a long time, it feels like. And so you are also, I feel like you're on your path, but it feels like the flower kind of splits in three different directions, like you're not exactly sure what to do. And so just as I'm doing this reading, I had one flower being held back, but now we're switching over to like three different directions of what's going to happen. There's one thing is that the flower changes to a carnation, and that means about trust. I feel like you're going to just have to trust the process of what's going on right now and just allow it to unfold. And so it's kind of that believing in what's coming up and trust that it's going to be okay for you. And so I also feel like there's a spiritual influence that's assisting you in this direction to make things happen. I'm just trying to see what else here is going on. And there's also about having to climb the ladder. Like, you're going to have to, or you have the opportunity to climb the ladder. That's what that means to me up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, hang on a second here. I'm just trying to make sense of what everything is meaning. So I'm just seeing, okay, I'm going to try to explain to you what I'm seeing. It's like, okay, we have a fire that's going on. We've got fire department. We've got ladders. We've got water. There's like a lot of chaos going on right now. And so this fire is a huge deal of what's going on is what I feel like. And this is just about moving on to a different place. You know, it's like you have to pick up and start all over again. You know,
like
the fire,
moving?
Not necessarily moving, but how it's representing in your life that we need a clean slate is what's going on, because it's like this fire has destroyed everything, and we need to move out of that, and we need to go to a new home, a new feeling, a new energy, a new direction.
Like a new area, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like this fire is, it's just representing that, well, we need to move on now. We don't have anything, but we can start all over again, and that's okay.
Right, that's exactly how I feel.
And I'm going to go back into this trust thing, that's really, really important, to just trust that it's going to be okay, because it is. Do you have a young child?
No.
No? Because I feel like a little boy, little girl, or a stuffed animal with this little kid, there's that energy about a young child of having to take... So maybe you have a pet who you see as a young child, or you're taking care of somebody. That's just what I pick up. There's something about a young child in your energy field. So maybe that'll come up later on, or there's something about a young child that's going to come up for you. It doesn't make any sense to me right now, but pardon?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I was kind of curious what was coming up at the career area. If you have any insight, what would make sense of what you're saying?
Okay, hang on. Let me see. So I pick up with, like, I see business, I see desks, like administrative, I see phone calls, business suits, offices. Does any of that make sense to you? That kind of a surrounding or environment?
Yeah, right now I'm looking for work right now.
Okay. You say you're looking for work?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So that, the energy that I pick up is about an office, so that you would be working in an office. So that's the environment that I see coming into you. And it feels like you're going to start out.
Is there anything about moving? Anything maybe about that? That might be better to ask about moving, or where I'm going to be headed, or anything like that.
Are you in the Midwest? Do you have anything about the Midwest, like Illinois or Texas, or not Texas, but I was getting like Illinois, Chicago, Missouri, like along the Mississippi River?
I never really thought about that area, but you never know.
Well, that's the energy that I pick up on for you. And Illinois came up very strong.
Really?
Yeah. Like Chicago.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
So, but that was the first thing that came up in my mind for you.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah.
So, it's gonna take a little bit of time. I feel like you're gonna have to do a lot of research on that. But I feel like it's a possibility. So I get something, you know, where you've gone to like monster.com or something that's an online big job search. I feel like that's something that you're going to look into or apply for. And it could be that maybe their main office is out of the Chicago, Illinois area. So that could be like where their main office is. So that doesn't mean you may be going there, but that may be where their energy is, or that's where their local or their main office. So, as you're doing these job searches or hunts, pay attention to that, because that may be, that may trigger
yeah,
something.
There is actually an insurance company in Dallas that they send you to Chicago for three or four weeks for training.
Okay. Well, you know, with the image that I was seeing of you in a business and office setting, and maybe, okay, so pursue that if that's something that is available to you, because I feel like that's the direction you need to go.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
So, do you have any other questions or anything else that you want to ask? Or?
No, everything that you said in the beginning actually resonated with me a lot. I just want to let you know that. It made a lot of sense.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate the feedback. It's important to get some validation, because sometimes I can just go out there blindly and just like, I hope this is the right track because this is what I'm getting. And sometimes
yeah,
we need to look at that validation.
It just feels like things have, for me, have been really stagnant. So it kind of makes sense where there's these directions, but nothing's really happening.
Mm-hmm. And like that fire that I was seeing, like it's going to take something significant to make that life change, it feels like. You know, and I'm not saying
okay.
you're going to be in a fire or anything like that, but that's a pretty life-altering experience, you know?
Right.
And so, but then again, it could also mean something like, you know, hey, we need to light a fire under this lady to get her going because things are going to start happening.
Too.
So, pardon?
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. The reading was great.
You're welcome, and thanks for tuning in. I appreciate that. And check me out on soulflowerpsychicmedium.com if you want to email me any questions or anything in the future. Please do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Thank you very much.
Good. Let's see what comes up for you.
Okay.
All right. So I have a tulip also for you that comes up. And when I look at this tulip, it's like the tops of it are very jagged is what it's showing me. And so the colors that I have, you've got a mixture of colors. I've got some green, I've got some orange, and I've got some yellow, and a little bit of blue is what's going on. So I feel like there's a lot of mixed emotions going on, and the jaggedness up there, it just feels like it's kind of difficult to get close to you, or it's difficult to talk to you, because I feel like things aren't exactly going smoothly for you, I guess is how I could see that. It also feels like there's a little bit of a weakness in the dynamic of, like, I pick up on family on that. And so things are kind of pivoting on a crucial point in your life is what it feels like. It kind of feels like you're being pushed over and you're going to be left dangling is what it means on something coming up. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. It really does.
Okay. So it kind of feels like your whole support system is going to be removed from you, and you're just going to be dangling there, hanging out, and it just doesn't feel good, you know, in the sense of being, you know, when your whole support system's just been wiped out for you. Let me see. Pardon?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, and it has something to do with me not having a job.
Okay.
I was recently discharged from my job on the 10th of this month, and I'd never been discharged from a job, and about 4 months ago my son passed away, and now just lost my job, but it's and I'm struggling trying to, you know, pay my rent, utilities, and trying to find another job. So I am a football coach here in Georgia, and I want to start back coaching. I put in my resume and a cover letter and application. I haven't heard from the new coach yet, but I hope so. I'm just pretty much stressed out. You hit it right on the head about just saying,
your whole. Everything just kind of got pulled away from you, and I am so sorry to hear about all of that and about your son. And right away I picked up something about North or South Carolina. Is there anything? Are you near South Carolina? Or is there anything about that area that you have an interest in?
I was North Carolina. I was staying in North Carolina. I'm a former U.S. Marine.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And there's some kind of benefits that you can get because when they had some bad water, toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, the government is reimbursing anybody that stayed in that area. And I got to apply for that. It's a form that I have to pull up offline and apply for that to get reimbursed.
Okay, so maybe that showing me North Carolina was just the fact that you need to pursue that for some assistance. You know, that's important, and that's where that assistance is going to come from. So I also feel like you're going to have to really... Okay, so the image that I have is like pole vaulting. And I want to, you know, so it's like you're competing and you're really going to have to try really hard to get up and over that hurdle is what I pick up. So it's going to feel like a pole vault, you know, like
the
it's so high for you to pull yourself up and get up over this hurdle is going to be very important. Is your mother still living? Or is she still... Or she passed.
No, she crossed over. She passed away.
Your mom is very much with you. You know, I just get something about pearls or a necklace and glasses. But she's around you, and she is definitely helping you through all of this. So please know that she is by you for support.
Yeah.
Because I know that she feels horribly. Okay, and so your son is with her. Okay, it's like grandma stepped in to take care of him, okay?
Yeah.
So please know that your family is working with you on the other side.
Wow. Do you see it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was like your son. May I say anything about your son?
Go ahead, yeah, please.
Okay. He, like he says, Daddy, I'm so sorry. Everything's going to be okay. So it's like the image he's showing is him patting you on the back or patting your shoulder, you know, because I feel like you're knelt, you're sitting in a chair kind of hunched over, just rubbing your head, and he comes up over and he just says, Daddy, it's okay. You're going to be okay. I'm with Grandma now, so believe it's fine. And there's something about breakfast or Kellogg's, you know, cornflakes or something like that that he's showing me about cereal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he ate Kellogg's. You know, the Tony the Tiger is what he's showing me.
That's what he likes. my Lord. Yeah, that's what he likes.
Well, I just have the chills right now, but know that he is with you too and he's supporting you because he loves you and he just sees what... Yeah. How difficult it is for you, but know that it's going to be okay. You're taken care of. Just trust in that, okay? You do have a big hurdle coming up to get over, and but you're going to... I see you getting up and over it, okay? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I see also something with you for administrative, like in a government building. Is there any contract work that you can do for the government?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm a former Marine, so I don't know. I was a switchboard operator over my MOS. So is that maybe a possible job coming out for me?
Well, that's the images that I see. It still is government, and it's government building, and it's administrative, it's processing. So
is it
maybe
my,
that'll...
Is it,
go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. Could it be that maybe the North Carolina Camp Lejeune water going there?
It could be that. There's a lot of energy about the government.
Okay, yeah. Probably can get some help there, probably. Yeah. Well, do you see anything like, you know, me going back to coach high school football and middle school as well? Will this coach, you know, get in touch with me or will we set out and talk about it?
So do you have the name of the school or the name of the coach to help me with that?
Yes, sir. The name of the school is Thomasville High School Bulldogs. They red and gold. I used to coach there.
Oh,
before.
My God. Okay, I got to stop you right then and there because, and I'm not saying this to say this, but I actually had red and gold come up, and I saw Bulldogs even when we began talking. Okay, I've got chills just because. And this is another thing that, like, in the beginning of my show, I don't believe you were listening to it, but it's like the first instinct or the first images that I come through, I need to say them. But
right.
I saw red and gold, and I saw Bulldogs, so you are totally on the right path. You're on the right track because that's
– wow.
After saying that, it's – there's a lot of energy on that. So that just freaks me out. That's – so I did see that even before you started talking about it. You're on the right track.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, that would be a job for me then.
Yes, sir, because I did see that yellow and red and or gold and red, and then I saw Bulldogs.
Wow.
So stay
that's
on top
my dream
of that.
Job. Yes. And also, you know, the job that I was doing, I was working as a CNA, working with mentally ill clients, you know, with different mental issues, and it was a group home with several clients, and I'm never late. I'm always working very hard, and it's a lot of women that work. They're younger women, and they didn't, you know, wasn't doing their job, and so I tried to talk to my supervisor about it, and she wasn't doing her job as well, so they wrote me up, and just the 10th of this month, they let me go. And I had been there for like 2 years, but I was working at a big mental hospital for like 8 years, but they closed down here in Thomasville, but in Georgia. And so I got injured. I made a mistake and stuck myself with a needle. And the results, they had to draw blood for me, and the results came back, and I had to get a series of shots for hepatitis C and B, and they didn't do anything. So I'm supposed to meet with the attorney on the 7th of this month. Will she take my case, and will this case be successful?
Okay, let me see what I pick up. So there's a lot of documentation that's going to have to come up for this, and it's going to have to be submitted, and I feel like there's going to be a long waiting period to get anything successful out of it, okay? It just feels like, in a long time, I'm saying within a year, it would be resolved. But I feel like you're going to have to be persistent, okay? You're going to have to stay on top of it because it just feels like it's always going to be put under the bottom of the pile or on the back burner. So documentation is going to be very important on this and about you being persistent and making sure that they're on top of it is what I see.
So, is this – I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're fine.
Yeah. The woman, the attorney that I'm going to see, his name is Carla, and she will represent me when I go see her on the 7th. Well, Friday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I
did see a woman helping you. And I also feel like there's going to be a part where you have a meeting amongst everybody. It doesn't go to court. It goes to, I forget the terminology of that, when all parties meet in a room and discuss
right.
it, little representation.
Hearing.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's going to occur for you. Like I feel that it's also in your favor. Is what I pick up.
Yes. Is what? How much? You know what? What will a settlement be?
I really can't pick up on anything. I can't. There's nothing coming to me on that right away. So that's yet to be determined. Okay.
Yep. also, because see, also it's two things I'm going to go forward with, because I was making like $10 an hour, and they cut my pay down from $10 an hour to $7.25, which is totally illegal in the state of Georgia. And I asked my supervisor why was that, and they said they made a mistake. So, but for about a year, I was getting paid $10 an hour. So those two things there, the injury on my job, they didn't accommodate me with the series of shots that I, you know, have to. By being a veteran, I took a test, so I hope I don't have that hepatitis C. I won't know until next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and also, like, with my son, what passed away, my son, you know, he accidentally got shot, and he actually was trying to save somebody's life, and he stepped in, two guys shooting at each other, and he got hit in the neck area.
Oh, boy.
And, he messed his C6, C7 vertebrae up in his neck, and it paralyzed him, but he lived for 16 months and a half. But
wow.
What really took him out was the care that the bed sores.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely gonna move forward with that. This is big time. We've been all on the news and everywhere. So
wow.
I'm definitely moving forward with that. As soon as I get this little thing taken away with me, taken care of, about my job.
Well, things are going to be moving forward, and you're going to get over this hurdle, is what I see. Okay, but the biggest thing is for you to be persistent.
Okay, with both,
all right, sir.
With both, either one, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and I thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, and best of luck to you. And you're going to do fine. You're going to be okay.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You do private readings as well?
Yes, sir, I do. You can go to my website, which is www.soulflowerpsychicmedium.com, and you can read all the information about and contact me there as well.
Okay, I thank you very much, sir. Have a blessed night. Thank you.
You too.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and let's go ahead and let's move to our next caller. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, doing very well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. I didn't listen to the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure how your process works.
All right. Well, what I do is that once I get your name, just your first name is fine, I'll see what flower comes up in my mind's eye, and I'll tell you what kind of flower that is, and it should give me some information about where you're at in present time. So whatever flower comes, and right away I had a sunflower for you, by the way.
Yay!
So,
yeah, a sunflower.
Yeah, you're a sunflower. And so anyway, I'll look at the flower and kind of see what's going on, and that should just give me some information that I'll share with you, and hopefully it makes sense of what's going on present time with you, and then we can go into a question if you want to.
Okay, great. My name is Debbie. And did you need any other information from me at this point?
Nope, just your first name is fine. Let me see what comes up for you.
Thank you.
So it feels like it's with this sunflower. It looks like there's like a huge shovel of head to it. You're trying to get things, and you're also trying to pick up things, and it feels like every now and then it's been a roller coaster. So you're down, and then you're up, and then you're down. And it's like you're trying to keep your head above water, in a sense, is what it feels like. But you're also, it feels like you're trying to dig into the ground to create something new or rejuvenate. Or I just see like you're wanting to plant a new seed, which means like a new idea, something that you're trying to create for yourself. It seems like it's been a little bit difficult. And it's also been like somebody's also been trying to control you a little bit as well. Like they want to make you into a machine or a robot type of thing, where you just need to follow this certain regimen or do something certain, and you have no control because I'm in control and I'm you know, and then when I'm done, I'm just going to put you away, and then, so does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, I actually just lost one of my jobs yesterday. I got fired.
I'm sorry to hear that. That is...
Thank you.
I understand that
actually,
feeling.
It was Friday that it happened, yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
the way you described it, make you a robot. I'm in control, and then I'll just, poof, when I'm done with you. Yeah, that's exactly.
That's how it was at that job?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that is not good for you anyway. So, and so by you digging in the ground, and like I talked about, a new idea or planting a new seed, so obviously that's representing about getting a new job. So let me look into that if that's the direction you want to go as far as career.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, could you say your name again one more time, please?
Debbie.
Okay. All right, so it feels like this is something coming into your energy that is like completely opposite of what you've done, because, okay, so I have the image of a kite, I see blue skies, and so let me see what that even means. And you tell me if a kite means anything to you either. And so...
Not that I can think
okay.
of off the top of my head.
Okay, well let me keep going into that. That was just the first thing that popped in there.
Okay.
So that's, have you ever done any teaching or worked with children or done anything creative is what I'm, it feels like school, like elementary school teaching, creativity, children, but it also is telling me about a brighter future for you in that.
I haven't actually taught, but I've worked with children. I worked in daycare, but this is going back when my older son was younger, so it's been 20 years
mm-hmm.
since I've done that, but I mean, I do enjoy kids.
So that's just, is that something that you would entertain of trying to go back into the daycare, or?
No.
No?
No, definitely not.
Wow, well, I must be way off. So maybe that kite means something totally different, but...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love kids, and I love to spend time with my nieces and nephews. My kids are older, 24 and 18, and I love younger kids. But do I want to do that as a career? No.
No, mm-mm. Okay. All right.
And it's not probably for the kids. It's more because of the parents.
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, huh? Okay, so also, well, I don't want to let go of the kite type of images that were coming to me. I feel like that's still something that's going to be important. So the kite does mean something. So don't forget that. It may
maybe, is it me? Is it me as a child? Because I feel like I definitely was more intuitive and more in touch and creative when I was younger, and
so yeah, by
I feel like I want to get back to that.
Maybe just getting back to that inner child again, and that creativity is about what's going to open up doors for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, like I said, the kite means something, and if that's how it relates to you, it's how you need to perceive it, take it.
Okay.
I also feel like you need to sit down and really write out what you want and create a vision board because, and I keep going back to kids, I'm sorry, because I see crayons and you're drawing out a picture of exactly what you want. So that's just telling me about using your creativity and use colors too. Do you know what a vision board is? Have you ever worked with a vision board?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like that's going to be very important for you right now to bring in what you want, get it down on paper, and create what you're wanting, because you know the universe absolutely listens, and it's you get it on paper and you focus or meditate, whatever works for you, but look at it every day, you know, because the board that you're creating, when you look at it, you're thinking about it, and the more you think about, you know, you bring about, and
so right,
creative creation, but creativity definitely is an energy that's with you that you need to express.
Okay. yeah, this is definitely making sense. My challenge, I feel, has always been creating a balance between the creativity and work and finances. I don't feel like, I feel like it's one or the other. I haven't ever really been able to create that balance that I would like, because I want to be able to work and I want to be able to contribute financially. I want to be able to thrive financially.
Have you done anything about decorating of candles or making candles or something about, because I feel like a small business opportunity, it would be available to you that deals with scents or candles, but they're decorative candles is what I pick up for you. So,
okay.
I'm just going with what I get.
Yeah. I have not done anything like that. I mean, I like aromatherapy and different oils. And I do like incense and I burn my own stuff. But I've never done anything. I went to school for skincare. I graduated.
Okay.
It'll be a year in June, and I've been working as an esthetician. And I was working in a wax center, and that's where I was fired from on Friday.
Oh, so maybe the candles is representative of wax. Okay.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Yes, because that's what it was, solely wax. That's all we worked with. And I wasn't completely happy there, but I was happy with the money that I was making, which we needed. So then now I feel like I'm back to worrying about our finances and making sure we're going to be able to pay for everything. And ideally, I want us to be able to get into our own home. Right now we live in an apartment, and it's just, it's been very stressful.
Okay. Well, what, even right before you said your own home, I saw you standing in front of a home. Because I felt like mortgage or something, but I saw a home and a house, and it's something about mortgage coming up for that.
Yay.
Yeah. I hope that happens for you, but that's the image that I saw, was you and standing in front of a house. Because initially I was going to say, is there a second mortgage involved? Is there something like that? Because I definitely had mortgage or second mortgage involved.
Yeah, no, it would be a first mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I definitely saw a house.
Okay.
So I feel like you're on the... And I go back to decorative and creativity is going to help bring that balance into your life. And so I think it's about you getting in touch with your creative self that will manifest and have that balance where it's a business, but a decorative business or a creative business. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not some robot job where you actually feel like you are somebody and you're giving something from yourself and contributing that actually has beauty.
Yes, and I enjoyed my job. And it was unfortunate, and I said this all the time, it's unfortunate that my manager ran things the way that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like it was a prison, because apparently that's what she wanted to do. She has her degree in criminal justice, and she wanted to work in a prison.
She's not in the right atmosphere then, because y'all felt like prisoners then. So.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Well,
we did.
I'm going to tell you what a sunflower means. And the sunflower is about bringing joy and happiness. And it's great for days when you feel the heaviness of responsibility and practicalities of life have taken over. It also lightens the dark days and just brings in the ray of sunshine from the heavens. And so, like, I feel like a sunflower is definitely what you need to keep around you right now, just to bring that light into the dark that you may be feeling right now. So, from what we've covered, I feel like doing a vision board and just sitting with yourself and allowing to what you desire and what you want to flow out of you onto the piece of paper to manifest what you want. And definitely put that house up there with the people out there waving, and you know, and you have your home. So do the vision board. I think that's a huge deal. Well,
I have time now, so.
Yes, you do. So make it a good vision board. Put your time in and hang it up on the fridge.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Am I able to ask about my children?
Briefly, yeah, if that's okay. We can go into one question on that.
Can it just be general? If you see anything regarding my children, I have two sons.
Two sons.
18 and 24.
Okay, so let's do the first son. Give me his first name.
Justin.
So I feel like he's working hard, but he's also taking things lightly. And I also feel like he's trying to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel like he's doing everything that he's supposed to be doing in his life. I see like sports. I see basketball or something like that. Athletics.
Yeah, he's there. He's playing basketball tonight.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, it was huge for him when he was in high school, and he actually could have gone on to play in college, and he did at a community college. But I think now he's wishing that he had gone on to a university and played, because he did have that opportunity.
And there's something about a vehicle with him, a car, that he might be wanting a new car or something about a car, but I feel like he's grounded and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing and he's fine with that. He's going through the motions, but I feel like there's a little bit of I need to move on or I need to get going, and I feel like a car is representing that, or he's desiring a new car or something along those lines. So how about the other son?
Zachary.
He's got a little bit of a mischievous side to him, I feel like, and I also feel like he...
Okay.
He's kind of a smart aleck also, you know, manners and respect it needs a little improvement is what I would say. And so it's like he just doesn't care and you can't make me do this and whatever, you know, so he has some challenges. You have some challenges coming up. Just going to take a while, you know, but I feel like he's going to come around later on, and it's going to be like I say mid to later 20s when he actually gets a clue, you know, and I don't mean this in disrespectful in any way, please.
No, I understand. It's everything that you said is right on in respect to him.
Yeah. So, you know, patience with him, but I know that's difficult, but he just take the high road. Is what I'm telling you,
okay.
Or what somebody else is telling me. Take the high road and be the adult, because I know it's challenging.
Is he safe? Is he safe? That's my biggest concern.
Well, I feel like he does have to watch himself, you know, and I also see him, like, waiting out. I don't know if he smokes.
He does. He smokes pot.
Okay. All right, so I see him, like, waiting and smoking. You know, it's dark. Bill, I'll meet you at the school. You know, there's a plan or something like that. I just feel like that he is, he does after-hours things.
Okay.
I don't feel like his life is in danger. It's just, he just needs to keep his wits about him.
His life is not in danger, but is he in danger of getting in trouble with the law?
That's a high probability.
Okay.
Yeah, because I saw like a group of friends or something, you know, a party, getting picked up or questioned. Yeah, so I think there's a potential of that happening.
Okay.
That's what I pick up on it, so... Anyway.
But you're saying that this is not going to, he's not going to get a clue until
mid to late 20s when he actually, oh my God, why did I do this? I screwed up. What was, again, I was so stupid. You know what I mean? Just like you get that aha moment, and that's where I feel that's the time frame for him that I pick up.
Okay. I mean, he has ADD, ADHD, and yeah, the way you described him is exactly right on. Can't tell him anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it all figured out, so yes, it's
yes, they all do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. So did I.
Oh, right, right. Exactly. And that's why I'm saying take the high road and be the adult in it. But yet, that doesn't mean, you know, he gets off of everything and, you know, scot-free. But just choose wisely. And so I can say with that, that means choose your battles.
Okay.
So.
Will do. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And pick up a sunflower and put it in the kitchen.
I actually have a tattoo of a sunflower on my ankle.
Oh, well. All right.
But I will get
another
even more.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling
in.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. I think we've got time for one more caller, and then we'll wrap things up. So let's take the next. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, my name is Renee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you? And thank you for your patience.
Thank you. I was just calling about my relationship.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get your first name and let's see what flower comes up, and then we can look into that.
My name is Renee.
All right. So I'm getting a daffodil for you, and you're definitely on your path. I feel like you're a young soul, a young spirit. And so let me see what... Okay, so it feels like you're big about life. You know, living life is very important. And you come across as somebody is like, just I feel good about myself. I know who I am. So you come across as a very confident person. But I also feel like there's a little bit of support that is a little weak. You know what I mean? Like every now and then, you need to pick yourself back up because it can be too much at times. But let me see. But I also feel like your life is very abundant, okay? Or there is abundance coming for you. So why don't we go ahead and look into the relationship? Is it a relationship you have now or one if it's going to be coming to you?
No, the one I have now.
Okay. May I ask for the first name of that person?
Kern, K-E-R-N.
Okay, so... All right, so this person that I see is... Just bear with me a moment. I'm just trying to figure out these images that I'm getting. You know, they are protecting themselves. They are also a confident person, but they like to keep a distance. And it also feels like they're trying to bring on some small talk to cover something up. Okay, so it feels like they are telling you things as if everything is cool, everything's going smoothly. How are you doing? This is great. But it just feels like there's something inside of him that doesn't really feel that he's willing to share with you.
Oh, okay.
Is what I get, okay?
Okay. Do you feel like he interested or like is he like still more interested in me or he like pulling back or?
You know, he's really kind of neutral, it feels like, okay? So I feel like he likes being with you. He likes talking to you. He likes staying in communication with you. That's very important to him. But as far as going for a very committed or strong or intimate relationship, it feels like he has the distance put on and a little bit of some breaks going on right now, too, with that. So I feel like he's keeping that distance for himself and just kind of protecting it. And it just feels like it's not so much about who you are. It just feels like he's not really ready for that. You know, it's like his heart really isn't open to that right now. And it just feels like he is like he's got some other plans in his mind of where he wants to go and what he wants to do, and it's always weighing on his mind is what it feels like. So it's really about where he is in his life and how he's looking at himself is more important mm-hmm. than having a relationship right now.
Okay.
Does that help
you? One
more
question about my job. My job, like I'm looking for a job, and it's one particular job I'm trying to get, and I went on an interview, and I'm waiting for the lady to call me. Do you think I'm going to get the job?
Okay, so, and tell me your first name again, please.
Renee.
So, like, I don't see you getting that. Okay, like she calls and I'm sorry, and she says, you know, I'm sorry, but I have already filled the position, or, so that's just the energy that I pick up on it, that I don't get, I don't see you getting that job.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's just my first feeling that I get. But I hear like your phone is going to ring. Okay, which means that there's another opportunity for you. So the one that you're interviewing on, it doesn't feel like that's the right one. It doesn't feel like it's a good fit for you anyway. Okay, like it's not the right thing. But I feel like your phone is going to ring for another one that's more important and better suited for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm not saying you're not going to get a job, but you're not going to get that one is what I feel.
Oh, okay.
So is there anything about, I get like ice cream and I get dairy and I get, does that mean anything to you?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's, because I see like an ice cream truck and I see milk and I mm-hmm. see, frozen ice cream. So I'm just telling you that because that's what comes to me. And so maybe that'll make sense to you into the future. Or something might come around.
Maybe I don't know because this guy that I met, this other guy, you know, and he came up to me or whatever. I don't know did God send him to me, but he's a very sweet guy. He has a nice heart or whatever. But you know, I told him I have a boyfriend, whatever. But I mean, he's sweet. But he told me that he's a sickly person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has cancer. So I guess he figured that I was going to talk to him because he had cancer or whatever. But no, I'm not that type of person. So I was trying to see, did God send him to me for a reason? Or, like, it was kind of weird because he's very sweet. And I, you know, kind of like him a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
he's, like, 60. I'm in stage 4 or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's no problem. I could be a good friend to you. And I think he really needs somebody to talk to. But I'm just trying to see, like, did God send him to me for a reason, or like, what is it? Because I'm just trying to put my hands on it. Like, all of a sudden, this guy coming to me, talking to me, being my friend, we having fun together, partying, doing different things, and it's just like, I don't know.
So it's something about the value of life.
Mm-hmm.
Value life. You know, like don't let. Don't let the, pardon me, don't let the crap bother you, you
mm-hmm.
know, because it's not real. It's not meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So look at life for the values that are in it. You know, what's from your heart? What's in your soul? What
okay.
is it that it really, that is meaningful to you? You know, and that could be just about having that relationship where you can connect with somebody, or it's about what you can give to somebody. You know, it's about coming from your heart and
mm-hmm.
finding the true value of life and not all of the gossip and the drama and the, you know, the stuff that's that's we are all inundated with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's like it was weird. And I'm like, this man came from out of nowhere. And I'm like, what is it? And he, you know, it's like he the type of person, like, he gets sickly. And he'd be in a lot of pain, and he'd be like, you know, this is it. I know it's about to be it, and my time is coming because he's in stage 4. And I'm like, don't say that. Like, why are you talking like that? And I just started talking to him like a month ago, but it feels like I'm both more close to him, like where I told him I'm going to be his friend because I know he needs somebody to talk to.
Sure.
And it's just, like, weird. Like, I don't know if God sent him to me for a reason or I don't know.
Absolutely. Yes. Do believe that because there is a reason for that. And I feel like that's going to be given to you in the future. But really, I think, like I said, it's about the value of life. And so he can open your eyes, I think, to something above and beyond what's out there for you.
Okay.
So pay attention and or let me rephrase that. Step back and, like, be that fly on the wall and be an observer between you and him and look at it for what exactly is going on as far as why am I talking to him and what are we talking about and what is the meaning and what should I learn out of that? Because there are definitely lessons in your conversations or just the scenario or the situation that you're going to be taking with you and learning.
Okay. Because I didn't want to get too attached to him. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that, but you know how a person saying that they dying in stage 4 or whatever, and
yeah,
I told him God only have to say so. But I didn't want to get too attached to him and something happened, and then I'll be like, okay, wow. You know, that was one thing.
And maybe he is seeing something within you that he's needing when he gets to that point of possibly crossing over that, you know, that maybe he sees something in you as that angel, okay, or just that energy that you have about you that at the right time will present itself, okay?
Okay.
So there is reason and believe and trust in that and that it's okay.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Thank you so much. 'Cause I'm thinking, like, that's weird. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate everything. Nice talking to you.
Likewise, thank you for listening in and calling in. So you have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody. Well, that about wraps it up for me. I've just got a couple minutes on Soulflower Psychic Readings. So please take a look at my website at soulflowerpsychicmedium.com, and you can see a list of all the services that I have and everything that I offer. So please take a look at that. You can contact me through the website. You can also contact me here on Blog Talk Radio under Soulflower. And I'll be doing another show next week at the same time, Sunday at 8:30 Eastern. And we'll see what more beautiful Soulflowers come up. But before I end the night, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask Spirit to pick a card for us and see what message Spirit has for us in this process of things. So if you would bear with me for a moment and let's see what comes up. All right, this card that comes up is emotional healing, and the flower is a bleeding heart. And what this is saying, that it's safe for you to let go of old emotional pain, and by doing that, you allow your heart to mend. So letting go is so important, because if it does not serve you, it's not going to serve you in the future. So if it doesn't serve you now, it's not going to serve you in the future. Let go of the pain that you may have so you can move forward in life. And trust and believe that it will be okay because it always works out. It's always going to be okay. So thank you once again for tuning in to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. And my name is Brandon Thompson. And I will be talking to you again next week. Thank you.